Derek Flower is Senior Account Manager for Fujitsu's Imaging Products Group. He talks with Ed again, this time about the new SnapScan S1500. This, according to Ed, is one of the best tools lawyers can have within their immediate reach, and the cost belies the benefits the SnapScan delivers. Listen to Ed and Derek discuss the benefits of this latest entry from Fujitsu.
It's my pleasure to once again talk with Derek Flower, who is the representative from Fujitsu, a company that has taken over, as far as I'm concerned, and as best I can tell, the scanning market. Having said that, it's always a pleasure, however, to hear right from the source the characteristics of a brand new instrument that they've come out with. Derek, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks, Ed. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. What we're talking about today is the ScanSnap S1500. This is the latest version of the ScanSnap. It does replace the S510 and just came out late last month. What I'm going to do first is just kind of talk about the evolution of ScanSnap and what this new product brings for the ScanSnap line. The first version of ScanSnap, way back about 5 years ago, what it really did was allow a user at the desktop to have a one-button touch direct to PDF. So you stack some documents in the scanner, push one button, it'll scan both sides at the same time. Does some unique things. It actually will auto-recognize if it's color, black and white. It'll delete blank back pages automatically. The scanner will recognize if there's data. It will also auto-rotate based on text and crop all the edges and straighten everything. All those manual features, it does that automatically. Then the second generation came out, the S510, which actually bundled in some extra software with the scanner, which was our organizer tool, which is a single user type, simple visual interface of all the PDF documents that you scanned. Then the S510, which we just replaced, added the quick menu, which is a little tool that pops up once you scan and essentially asks you what you want to do with that scanned document you just created. Do you want to email it to someone? Do you want to send it to your printer, which ultimately turns your ScanSnap into a copier device? Do you want to send it to, say, a SharePoint server? And about three or four other things it can do. And it included Avi FineReader, which is a very robust OCR product. What the S1500 brings, it now has a lot more automatic functions, and it actually brings some intelligent scanning to the scanner.
Well, one of the things that the new machine does that I really like, particularly compared to the 510, is that it knows when it's taking more than one piece of paper at a time. I forgot what you called it, but on occasion I had two pieces of paper going through the machine at the same time, obviously scanning only one. And the machine now, the 1500, will not allow that to happen. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, and to back up, the S510, what you talked about before, it did base, we call that a double feed. You know, essentially, when you stack, 30, 40, 50 pages into the automatic document feeder and push that big green button, it's a piece of machinery, and occasionally it will double feed. And when that happens, the S510 recognized length. So it was actually looking at a document and saying, wait, this 8.5 by 11 is, 8.5 by 13.2 inches. I think I've had a double feed, and it would stop and say, I think there's a double feed. Check your scanner. Which is fairly successful as a way to catch double feeds. But what the S1500 brings, it takes that to the next level. We have something called ultrasonic double feed detection. So every time one page goes through the scanner, we actually send a sound wave, which goes through that page. So obviously we send a sound wave and we listen for one in the internal workings of the scanner. But as a page goes through, it sends that sound wave. And if it goes through a document, it says everything's fine. But if two documents go through at the same time, it will actually echo. That sound wave will echo in between the documents. And when we hear that echo, we know that there has been a double feed. So no matter what size document goes through, if two go through at once, we hear that echo and we stop the scanner and a little window pops up on your PC that says, hey, wait a minute, I've had a double feed. Is it a double feed that you meant to have happen? For example, if you have a receipt taped to a page or some other documents taped together, a post-it note perhaps, if you recognize that, you can say, continue scanning, I know it's there, it's not a double feed. Or it will actually say, if it says it is a double feed, you'll stop your scanning, clear the jam, it'll show you the last page scanned, and then you can continue with the next page without having to scan that entire batch again. So we just want to make it as easy as possible to fix any errors that may pop up during scan.
Well, one of the things that's really nice that feature is complementary to is the ability to scan several pages that are different sizes. In, for example, a credit card receipt with a 8.5 by 11 hotel bill, or even a business card, just put all of those stuff, those items together, and hit the now blue button instead of green button, and your machine understands the difference and scans them all one sequentially after another.
Yeah, and to build on that, it's anything from business card size up to legal 8.5 by 14. And in fact, the new 1500 will even go to 8.5 by 34. And I don't know how many 8.5 inch by 34 inch documents there are out there. But if you do have some longer documents, the S1500 will be able to take that for you.
Well, what about the 8.5 by 17? A question that arises in my mind from what you said is we can scan it, the machine can take it. But now, let's say your printer is not set up to print the 17 in size. Does the ScanSnap reduce the size of that? Or it'll come out exactly as it went in?
That would be a function of Adobe.
Okay.
So at that point, once we create that PDF, and if you have a document that's, say, 17 inches long or longer than what your printer can handle, you can size the document to shrink it down to fit to a single page. After we've created the PDF, and then once you do post-scan, it's all going to be a function of Adobe.
And
I do believe you can handle that within Adobe.
And that's the Adobe that comes with the machine.
Yeah, exactly. The S1500 does come with the new Adobe Acrobat 9 standard. So that's a $299 value that comes in the box with the S1500. On top of that, it does have Abby Fine Reader, which I mentioned, which is the OCR software. It has the organizational tool, which allows you to organize all your scans. As business card scanning software. So let's say at the end of a busy day meeting with a lot of folks and networking, I have a stack of business cards. I can send them through my ScanSnap, and it'll extract data off those business cards automatically and fill out the person's name, their company, their address, their phone number. And I can take all of that index data that I've created and import that directly into Outlook, Act, or Goldmine, or even an Excel sheet, which I can then import into, say, some other CRM packages.
So, in other words, with the software that you've got bundled with the new 1500, you're giving away the hardware. You're giving away the machine for free.
Yeah, I think if we crunched all the numbers, and I believe a partner of mine had crunched all the numbers, I think they said that you bought the scanner for about $75.
Well,
it is a heck of a deal.
I would argue with that. I think it's less than 75, but be that as it may. One of the things that I don't remember in any other scanner to date, and that is when I would put in some pages, and for whatever reason, the rollers on the old ScanSnap, or any scanner for that matter, would take the piece of paper and make it a little bit askew so it wouldn't come out straight. If I understand correctly, and I think this has happened in a couple of occasions that I've used the equipment thus far, your 1500 will actually, again, I hate to use this word, but right size. In other words, they'll straighten out the image that comes out on the screen. Am I correct with that?
Yeah, and we call that deskew and crop. So let's say I have a receipt, a credit card receipt, and I send that through the ScanSnap. Chances are it may feed in absolutely perfect. Chances are it probably won't. It will be a little skewed to one, a few degrees one side or the other. What will happen is the ScanSnap, when it scans in, recognizes the edge of the documents, of that document, and based on the edge, it will straighten it up So if it had gone in, let's say, 10, 15 degrees kind of skewed, we'll straighten that up so that it actually is completely straight coming through. And the different sides of the document, because we're already recognizing the edge, we recognize to crop those edges so we don't have a, you know, a big 8.5 by 11 blank space in front of, or I should say behind that receipt that you just scanned. We'll actually crop the edges of that receipt on the screen in the Adobe document so it looks nice and clean and neat.
Well, I can tell you that the exterior looks of the ScanSnap is very attractive, but more importantly than that, it has a very small footprint. It literally sits on my desk and does not occupy any of my working space. So my hat is off to the company and the designers, and they did a marvelous job.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the design, because we actually sent the chassis, the outside design, was designed by an Italian designer to try to give it a nice, sleek, not so much a piece of electronics look, but we wanted to make it look more like a piece of office furniture. So that not only is it small, it's about 6 pounds, about the size of a football, that it can fit on your desk, but that it will look attractive on your desk so it doesn't look like just another piece of office equipment.
Yeah, I think that I saw somewhere that in terms of the footprint, the size of the ScanSnap is equal to or less than a normal notebook computer, which is remarkable.
Yeah, I would say as far as the footprint it takes up on your desk, I would say it's even less than a standard laptop.
Yeah. Well, you've got color scanning, 20 pages per minute, and you've got automatic document feeder of up to 50 pages. It's a remarkable piece of equipment, and again, my hat is off to you guys. Let me switch gears for just a moment, because as small as this footprint is, you've got another product that's even smaller, and that's the S300, which is portable.
Mm-hmm. We've had the S300 out for a few months now, and it is, whereas the S1500 we would envision on someone's desktop as a desktop tool, the S300 is designed for mobility. So it's a product that weighs 3 pounds. It can be powered off the battery power of your laptop, so you can be truly mobile. For example, if you have to go to a client's site to, say, collect some sensitive documentation that they don't want you to take with, that you don't want to take with you and make copies and bring back to them, you can actually have your laptop and the ScanSnap S300, say, at someone's kitchen table without having to have it plugged into an outlet at the wall. Running off the battery power of your laptop, you can scan those sensitive documents in, and it does all those features that the 1500 does. Scan both sides, auto-recognizing color, black and white, deleting blank pages, de-skewing and cropping right to PDF without having to be connected whatsoever to anything except for the laptop.
Well, I'm not sure what else you guys are going to come up with. I can tell you that if you had a laser jet printer equal in size to your S300, I'd be in pig's heaven. But let me...
I get that question a lot. Do we have a printer that size? Unfortunately, we don't. We're more focused on eliminating paper as opposed to creating.
Well, let me turn finally to a new thing that you all are doing and have you talk a little bit about it. I know it's still sort of in the development stage, but you've got a website, which is http://scansnapcommunity.com. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've just created, before the ScanSnap was all integrated in the full Fujitsu website, and it was not necessarily as user friendly as we would have liked, we went out and created the scansnapcommunity.com. So if you just go to scansnapcommunity.com, you're going to see a lot of things on there where we have questions that our customers have posed to us, like how to clean the ScanSnap, how can I scan in pictures and create JPEGs, how can I use it with to create Word documents or Excel documents using the Abby FindReader software. We actually have a section called Ask the Experts where we answer those questions and actually myself, Doug Krebs, and Andrew Cornell, the three of us on the ScanSnap team, are very instrumental in answering those questions, and we're very active on the community. So if you have questions, or maybe you have questions about will my ScanSnap work with a specific application that I use in my law firm, legal files, Total Practice Advantage, World Docs, et cetera, how can I use the ScanSnap with those products? We answer those questions. So it's just a great place to get a lot of information that is not on a data sheet, but it's just a very easy place. We've created that kind of aggregate of all that information for folks to access.
Okay, and I'm actually on the site right now, and I've seen your photograph and one of the pictures you've got up there. It's quite complete, and I encourage anybody with some questions and also to go there and look at the tips and tricks segment that you've got, which helps people get more out of the equipment once it's on their desk. Derek, thank you very much for joining us today. As always, it's a pleasure chatting with you.
Great. Thank you, Ed.
You have been listening to a LawBiz podcast. For more podcasts, please visit www.lawbiz.com/podcasts.html. Feel free to tell your friends and colleagues about LawBiz podcasts. You may duplicate this program in part or in whole, provided that you retain appropriate attribution and copyright notices.